After live stream, February 15, 2023, Seth asks if everybody is doing good and sharing follows.
I'm going to share some the impact of your love is beyond like description, but on top of that, I had the realization, I noticed something this morning. I had a disturbing dream, something really annoying, and immediately I remembered I don't own my thoughts, these are not my thoughts, and as a result this is not mine either. It's unbelievable. I don't even remember what my dream was. And I noticed how much more trust I have in your words. And the same way that night dream is kind of doesn't matter as much and vanishes and I don't even remember it, things that happening during the day also don't have that impact. And it's really happening because of you and because of what you're teaching us and the fact that I'm trusting and believing it more and more.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm glad you used the truth to eliminate it. Anybody else? Everybody had a good meditation?
It was unbelievable.
This.
So, Jerry, I want to say something about the impact of last night. Mir and I were talking because I've never experienced that before. And she said, oh, well, I've experienced it when Sat has received us in Turkey or Ukraine. We've always traveled with you there to those destinations. And it, we come from a different, because we're with you. But to see and experience what we experienced last night, the magnitude of it, because it was like times 13, it was as if... I don't know about vibration or energy, anything, but it was so palpable and it was so present. Something was so present, that divine love, the heart of the mother, everything.
Well, you see this instrument as someone that gives you some direction to yourself. But the prompter and the most important part is the love that in this instrument has to do what it is happening. And sometimes it gets lost, not always, at least for me, it gets lost in directing and focusing on the freedom. But the prompter of all these years sharing and caring is that divine love that you experienced last night. But it's always happening. You know, it's not so tangible because of the topic we talk about. But I know all of you know that there is a tremendous caring and love behind every word, even if it comes out harsh, even if it comes out like, you know, brushing away, is the prompter is a divine love that you experienced last night. But it's continuous like this, right? It's just that it expresses itself last night in that capacity.
I felt today that whether I'm aware of it or not, it's constantly in motion.
Yes, it is constantly in motion. That I agree. Now brings us to another, anybody has sharing? Normal meditation, which we did for years in Sai Baba Center and in our gathering, is that you sit down, whether you're mentally ready or not, try to be quiet. To give your mind and the thinker a relief, a time off. So we did this for years while we were being fed ways to find joy. Now the reason there is a talking during the meditation, which we started a few years ago, is that feeling the silence and the words that are spoken during that meditation, to really zoom in it, whether it is saying question yourself, whether it is saying be the silence, whatever it is saying, like tonight was saying, who am I? To really bring the attention to a word that needs to have some investigation. And that is called self-inquiry. Meaning that is like a flashlight given to you to hold it and look inside instead of outside. And that has a tremendous benefit, as we all know. Because in the daytime is going out, or whenever we use our mind. And this one is saying, look inside, find if there is a discomfort, find if there is emotion, find if there is a addiction to some thought, and then when you see it, then transcend it into the silence. So the benefit of it is huge. And repetition of it is important because it constantly reminds you to turn around and make a U-turn, make a U-turn, make a U-turn, until the U-turn becomes automatic. When we have a meditation that there is a pause, that pause has to be used for what was said, to investigate, to question, to discover, to have curiosity. And as you did all tonight, just by three words of who am I, you find yourself in expansion of silence. And then you do that enough, you say, wait a minute, is that who I am? So what about my dream? Like you did today. And so take advantage of this 20 minutes with a more awareness. I know you all do, and you all have a good meditation. But this, I needed it to do it so that even if it's repeated, go along with it, because it deepens your conviction about who you are not.
You made it much easier by explaining that good meditation is not having thoughts, because when thoughts come,
yeah.
Okay, I just look at them and go back to what I was doing, instead of going with stories, why do I have thoughts?
Yeah. And we have to remember, no resistance toward thoughts, feelings, and pain in the body. No resistance. At the same time, having no resistance does not mean that you will not have emotion and feelings. It just means that you accept it and it goes away much faster because you know where home is. And you can always go home and shut the door.